Starogard Gdański. The stars are born here. And the memories, legends, facts still live here. Local tourist organization Kociewie and Starogard Gdański City Office invite you to hear about 11,449 square meters. But this is not an engineering lecture. It will also not be a guide to the still life of architecture, or even to the living wild greens giving shade to those lounging on benches. Take a stroll through the memories, legends, and facts of the Old Town Square. The 107 by 107 meter square is a nice space for the eye as a whole, but our site, in a natural way, is directed to the beginnings, towards the heart of the Starogard Square. The Town Hall. One of the showcases and ornaments on Starogard Gdański postcards has been here in this form and in this place from the beginning of the 19th century. The thought of its creators and builders aim towards historic times. On the town hall roof, the direction of the wind is indicated by a weather vane, a flag with the year 1339, the year when Starogard received its coat of arms, the crown and the cross. The building stands on Gothic foundations, as from 1484, a medieval town hall was here. However, the city then, as well as later, was not spared either the fires nor conflagration of war. In 1484, a fire broke out, and in the 17th century, the Swedish wars destroyed a significant part of the castle. But the secrets of the town hall have survived and are doing well. Reportedly under the town hall, there are yet undiscovered underground rooms and corridors that supposedly lead to the parish church and the gates of the old city. Dear guest, let us now guide you in the crisp air around Starogard Square. You are surrounded by tenement houses, which, as well as the town hall, have their medieval roots. We say roots because their foundations and cellars were part of residential buildings that were here a long time ago. What you see around you, the tenement facades, are from the 19th and 20th centuries. The function of tenement houses changed then to the one that you know from our times and from different places. The development of retail trade made the ground floors become service outlets, and the private life of Starogard townspeople moved to the upper floors. And who were the aforementioned nameless Starogard townspeople? Enjoy a walk under some of the tenements, a walk that is not seasoned with details of architectural styles, but with bits and pieces from private archives and albums of families which once formed the colorful community of Starogard Gdański. The countdown of Starogard Square townhouses starts from the right of the clock tower of the Church of St. Catherine. Tenement number 4. Decorated in Neo-Renaissance and Neo-Baroque styles during the interwar period, it belonged to the well-known local activist Stefan Zbilitsky, who created very popular works of embroidery art. Orders of the church, such as banners, were carried out here, as well as secular works, as Stefan Zbilitsky was an admirer of Kociewi folk embroidery. And here, dear listener, we add a side note. If you didn't already know, Starogard is the capital of the Kociewi region. Tenement number 7. Maybe it doesn't catch your eye with its elevation, but as we already told you, dear listener, we didn't take you on this walk for this reason. Originally, the pharmacy under the eagle was here, whose tradition to bring relief to the people of their ailments dates back to 1677. Supposedly, the privilege of pharmacist was given at the time to one of the Starogard townspeople by Jan III Sobieski himself. By the end of World War II, these traditions were continued by the German family of Schievert that was living here. Tenement number 11. Today, in the world of popular beauty fashion, there are many such places. But once, the Eden store was the first fashion salon for Storgard ladies and adolescent maidens. A glass metal sign, in a sophisticated manner, advertised this place outside and encouraged women to enter and open their purses, or their accompanying husbands, fiancés, or fathers' wallets. Tenement number 15. Three floors, unusual style, and unique decoration. In 1921, a newcomer from Varmia, Władysław Molczynski, rebuilt this inconspicuous tenement into a large department store. The impressive facade with solid balconies became, during the interwar period, the location for bugle calls which were played by the Stargard Gdańsk Rokitna 2nd Regiment of Cheval Legers stationed here. Craft House. This was built in the 70s of the last century on the site of the Vorbach Hotel, and it has become one of the Stargard legends. The tone of it was given by the Rokitna Cheval Legers, but the laurel of local provocateur was gained by none other than General Vieniava Długoszowski, who played here. While having fun at the hotel banquet, the general forgot where he was and provoked the shooting with Germans from Gdańsk who were coincidentally staying in the city. Tenement number 20. And in it, textbook history, which not only can, but must be told to the youngest. From the end of the 19th century, the building was owned by the Kurovsky family. During annexation, it was the center of life, permeated with patriotism and the conspiratorial education of Stargard youth. Tenement number 21. It was once owned by the merchant Franciszek Spronga, but in the memory of the locals, there endured another figure, fortunately nameless. The legend still lives here about a baker who, during the times of plague, withheld the food to those in need. Those that arrested him confined him in the basement, where he died of starvation, surrounded by bags of unprocessed bread flour. So was the fate of the Stargard Midas. Tenement number 24. At the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries, a restaurant led by the innkeeper Gapski was here. Today politically incorrect, but then the gossip of the town. The son of the owner, a traveler, from one of his trips to the Dark Continent, brought to Stargard an African child that willy-nilly became the highlight of the tavern. Tenement number 37. Nicholas Copernicus, whose figure in an interesting way connects to the history of this building, had certainly broader horizons that reached beyond the boundaries of the earth. The story goes that a few centuries ago, this house belonged to the merchant Clemens Moller, who was married to a niece of the astronomer. It is said that he willed a part of his inheritance to his friends in Stargard. It is also said that he visited here. Local tourist organization Kochevje and Stargard Gdańsk City Office, thank you, dear tourist and listener, for visiting Stargard Square. We encourage you to continue your walk around the city, during which you will have the opportunity to learn about even more curiosities, and maybe to meet again with our voices and us, who thank you for the time spent together.